The following is a presentation of the American College of Osteopathic Internists.
Welcome to this recording of the American College of Osteopathic Internists Internal Medicine Board Review Course. The course was held in Baltimore at the Marriott Waterfront Hotel on May 8th through 12th, 2019. The course featured nationally known speakers covering a wide variety of topics of importance to the internist preparing for initial certification or for recertification in the specialty of internal medicine. Unknown pulmonary function testing and chest x-rays is presented by Dr. Amita Vasoya and Dr. Thomas Morley.
So we're going to go back and forth with the x-rays. I designed this lecture. It's 20 case, short case scenarios, and we can go through the x-rays and the x-ray findings, and I'll point out the salient features, which I think you should know. So this is a 65-year-old smoker who presents with fever, chills, cough, and purulent sputum. What do you see on the x-ray? Don't all shout at once. There's an abnormality on what side? The left side, right? So you see a cavity, perhaps? All right. So when you look at a cavity, it's a cavity in the left upper lobe. When you look at a cavity, you want to ask yourself, is it thick-walled or thin-walled? Because then the differential may be a little bit different. So this appears to be thick-walled, pretty much. So you have a thick-walled cavity with what do you, that didn't work. This is an air fluid level. So you see, there we go, do the twist. Okay. You have an air fluid level within a thick-walled cavity. So what do you think the answer is? Bronchogenic cancer, lung abscess, mycetoma, or bronchogenic cyst? Abscess. So I have a couple of cysts and a couple of abscess. Okay, we have one of each. So the correct answer is lung abscess. So anything that has an air fluid level, it tells you there's an active inflammatory state. So you want to think infection first and foremost. Now, can cancer cavitate? Yes, I did tell you that. The most common is squamous cell, but generally they don't have an air fluid level. You have a cavity that develops. Mycetoma, generally, you can have a cavity. It's generally smaller, not with an air fluid level. It's usually a fungus ball within the cavity creating an air crescent sign, which you will see in one of the other slides. Bronchogenic cysts are generally thinner walled. That's the wrong location. So it's usually in the mediastinum or in the lower lobe, and it's smaller. So this is a lung abscess, and some of the things you want to consider are infectious organisms such as anaerobes, Pseudomonas, TB, if a person, any of the aspiration organisms you want to think about. So the next case, we have a patient who presents with chronic dyspnea and restrictive defect on PFTs. Looks like someone spilled coffee all over the x-ray. Co-workers pneumoconiosis, fibrotic lung disease, pleural plaques, or eggshell calcifications. So I have a couple of pleural plaques and a couple of eggshell calcifications. So the correct answer is pleural plaques. What you have is NFOS plaques. These are plaques layering the pleural surface. They're pretty diffuse and bilateral. And it's pretty significant for asbestos-related disease. And if you look a little closely, you can see pleural thickening and calcification along the lining at the edge here and some under the diaphragm. Right around here and then under the diaphragm. It's not eggshell calcifications because they're generally thinner, very smaller looking. And just if you crack an egg, it's generally what it looks like. And it's not diffuse like that. It's mostly in the central to upper lobes. This patient complains of chronic cough, which often wakes them up in the middle of the night. Asthma, heart failure, GERD, or fibrosis. It's a bad x-ray, but... ooh. GERD, correct. And the reason why? Right, you see a hiatal hernia. Ooh. right? Here you see an air fluid level, and you can see here posteriorly you have the air fluid level here, and then you have the hernia, hiatal hernia. Generally, this is the hiatal hernia causing reflux and chronic cough. Good. Easy. Cystic fibrosis patient complains of chronic cough with sputum production, emphysema, bronchiectasis, fibrosis, or alpha-1. Bronchiectasis. Oh boy, this is too easy for you guys. So why do you say that? Yeah, the CAT scan's a giveaway, right? But if you look at the x-ray, I want you to look at two things. You can see significant bronchiectatic disease right here, generally, mostly on the left side, right around here. And you can see significant volume loss. You can see the right lung is much smaller than the left. You can see significant volume loss. In the CAT scan slide, it shows you the different forms of bronchiectatic disease. You have cystic bronchiectasis, you have traction bronchiectasis, and then you have the variceal bronchiectasis here, the toothpaste shadows, I like to call it, and then cystic and then the traction. This patient is asymptomatic. I have a couple of these in my practice. It always generates a call from radiology. Asymptomatic, do we have active miliary TB, post-variceal pneumonia, silicosis, or metastatic disease? What do you see? Pinpoint nodules, pretty diffuse bilaterally. Can you appreciate some of them are calcified? So I have A and B, and the correct answer is post-variceal pneumonia. It can actually leave this kind of mark, granulomatous pinpoint nodules. It's not active miliary TB. Generally, these people are sick and not asymptomatic. So that's one key differentiating feature. This patient complains of cough. This was on my boards, not that I'm traumatized 20, 30 years later, but... mediastinal mass, atelectasis, accessory azygous lobe, or substernal thyroid. Abnormalities on the right or left? Right upper lobe, right? Generally, upper lung field. So I have one for azygous lobe. Oh, you guys are not playing. Okay. So the answer is actually atelectasis, and this is the classic S sign of Golden, Dr. Golden, oops. And the reverse S sign, classic for right upper lobe. This is the atelectasis. This is the actual fissure being completely pulled up from some kind of obstructive process occurring more centrally, okay? It's not azygous lobe, because if it was an azygous lobe, you generally would only see a fissure if you were lucky. You wouldn't see the opacification that you see here consistent with the atelectasis. And this is actually the fissure, the minor fissure being pulled up. So, 62-year-old immunocompetent patient with complaints of dry cough and progressive dyspnea. Bronchiectasis, idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, asbestosis, or PJP. Okay, next year I'm bringing prizes, so you all play. I have a PJP. Anybody else want to take a stab? B. The correct answer is B, IPF. It's the classic scenario, middle-aged person. They're generally immunocompetent, but the chronic dry cough, insidious onset, insidious dyspnea, progressive dyspnea. And what you see here is pretty diffuse fibrotic disease. And then on the CAT scan slides, you see this subpleural honeycombing at the bases, and that's pretty characteristic of IPF or fibrotic disease. COPD patient presents with acute dyspnea and wheezing. Left pneumothorax, right pneumothorax, bullous emphysema, or pneumomediastinum. C, bullous emphysema, yes. Please don't stick a needle in him. What you see here is a huge bulla. It's not a pneumothorax because this if it was a pneumothorax, the lung would be collapsing inward. But this is this. You can generally see there's a huge septation and no lung markings in there. So this is a huge bulla. Patient presents with complaints of chronic cough. We have CF, primary ciliary dyskinesia, alpha 1, or IPF. Good. That was easy, right? Huh? Now you're playing. Yeah, good, 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 good. Okay. So this is your classic Cartagener syndrome, primary ciliary dyskinesia, dextrocardia, and bronchiectasis. So when you look at an x-ray, please, please make sure that the film is correct. And just make sure you have the right on the right side. Okay. This person's asymptomatic with breast cancer. Preoperative x-ray shows the following: hyaluronopathy, pulmonary hypertension, mastectomy, or retrocardiac infiltrate. This was actually on my boards. I've been traumatized. Okay, don't all jump at once. C, right mastectomy is correct. You could see the point, well, you could see there's a breast shadow here, none over here. You see the costophrenic angle nicely. You see a little bit of haziness, the breast shadow, no breast shadow here. So the point I wanted to make with this x-ray is to please make sure you look at all parts of your image, not just the lungs and the heart. You want to look at the trachea, make sure it's midline, make sure, look at your soft tissue, your bones, under the diaphragms, around the diaphragms, everywhere. Patient presents with fever, chills, night sweats, and weight loss. Screwed. No, that's not a choice, but you may be right. Someone says tuberculosis. Any other choices? A. Well, we have a taker for each one of them. So the correct answer actually is pulmonary mets. And yes, you're right. It could be septic pulmonary emboli with the fever, chills, night sweats, weight loss. Could it be TB? It could be, but generally you don't have this bilateral nodular diffuse involvement. But yes, you could. But nodular sarcoid, yes, it could. Generally not have the constitutional symptoms with it. But I want to make the biggest point that you should take home is that multiple pulmonary nodules is metastatic disease until proven otherwise. Patient presents with chest pain and hemoptysis. You're getting them all right. That's great. Pulmonary mycetoma is correct. So this is actually a mycetoma, a fungus ball. Oops, I knew I'd do that. This is not reflective of this slice, so they're just to make a point. So this is your abnormality on the left side, and what you have here is the CAT scan is the better picture. You have the mycetoma or the fungus ball and the fungus ball within the cavity. You have the classic air crescent sign within it. So that's a classic mycetoma. Patient presents with severe coughing, retching, dyspnea, and chest discomfort. Pneumothorax, pneumoperitoneum, pneumomediastinum, esophageal rupture. C, correct. Pneumomediastinum, that's right. And the reason for that is because you see free air in the soft tissue up in here in the neck. The lungs, you don't see any pneumothorax. It looks in the trachea's midline, the heart appears to be central. There's nothing under the diaphragms. There's no pleural effusion to suggest maybe they're an esophageal rupture, but you do see air within the soft tissue of the neck, which tells you it may be even tracking down, but if you had a CAT scan, you'd be able to tell better. There it is there. But you don't, so. But this is pneumomediastinum. Lifelong non-smoker, asymptomatic. Bronchogenic cancer, carcinoma, hamartoma, lipoma, or pulmonary sequestration. Hamartoma, correct. And the reason for that is you have this little mass with this popcorn-like calcification. This is a blow-up of this mass down here. It's a little bit of fat tissue, a little bit of calcium deposition. Patient presents with severe dyspnea, hypoxia, hypotension, and tachycardia. tamponade, tension pneumo, tension hydrothorax, or acute COPD exacerbation. B, right, tension pneumothorax. And you can see the collapse on the right side, the right complete pneumothorax. You can see tracheal deviation also, and then you lose the right heart border. Patient presents with severe chest pain and dyspnea following trauma. A very bad day for the patient. Heart failure, multilobar pneumonia, pneumopericardium, or flail chest. Flail chest, correct. So you can see you for flail chest, you have two or more broken ribs within in two or more places. And the x-ray you probably can't see on your film, but you could see the broken ribs right here. There's no pneumothorax. You can see subcutaneous air right along here. You want to, I would probably get a CAT scan on this patient, make sure there's no subtle pneumothorax or pneumomediastinum. This patient presents with right-sided chest discomfort and dyspnea. Pneumonia with paraneumonic effusion, bronchogenic carcinoma, pulmonary embolism, or pleural malignancy. C, pulmonary embolism, correct. What you see is a filling defect within the pulmonary vessel, right there. And then distal to it, you have the wedge-shaped defect, the Hampton's hump, or pulmonary infarct. And you see a sliver of a pleural effusion, but it's not, you don't see any infiltrate associated with it to call it even a paraneumonic. And the effusion is pretty small, which can be seen in PE patients. Patient presents with intermittent abdominal discomfort. If you get this, I'll be impressed. Pneumoperitoneum, Kyle-Dittey syndrome, ischemic bowel, or volvulus. Intermittent abdominal discomfort. We have a C and a D. Any Bs? I have an A. So this is actually B, Kyle-Dittey syndrome. You're probably like, what the hell is that? It's transposition of the transverse colon above the liver edge. And what you can see here is it almost looks like free air under the diaphragm, but you could, if you can appreciate the Hausdorff markings, so that's actually colon that's above the liver edge. It does cause intermittent abdominal discomfort. Sometimes if they complain too much, it generates an unnecessary XLAP. Patient with a history of heart failure and COPD. Presents with mild dyspnea, mucoid impaction, rounded atelectasis, pseudotumor, or bronchogenic carcinoma. The arrow sign gives it away, right? So what is that? It's an elliptical mass of some sort. We have a B. C. The correct answer, actually, you're right, is pulmonary pseudotumor. What it is, what this is it's an elliptical mass. It's pretty solid, homogeneous. It's actually along the fissure. This is actually fluid in the fissure, which I have seen several times after patients admitted for heart failure and diuresed, and you have residual fluid in the fissure. Last one. Patient presents to the ED after falling down the stairs. Now, if I didn't give you the choices, I hope you would be able to identify the abnormality, but the choices make it a little easier. Pneumothorax, fractured rib, fractured clavicle, or normal x-ray. C, you're right, so here we are. Right here is your fractured clavicle. So again, I want to make the point, you want to look at all aspects of your x-ray, not just the lung, but look at the hilar region, the heart, posterior to the heart, diaphragms, under the diaphragm, soft tissue, and even the bones.